We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, and we're beginning from the Mishnah Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Until now, we discussed the dinim of lulav and of hadasim. Now we do aravos, and the next Mishnah will be about esregim. Rashi happens to speak out. He has a question, like, why don't we just put them all together? They're basically the same halachas. Why don't we put all four minim together? So Rashi says, because every Mishnah, every min has its own dinim. It says a lulav has its own dinim, for example, Tzini Har Bazel, and Hadassim have its own halacha, has more berries, more grapes than leaves, and we'll see in Aravos has its own din of Tzafsifa, and by Esrig has its own din of Arla, so therefore they have to separate the four different Mishnayos. Zok the Mishnah, Arava Gzula, a stolen Arava, via Vesha is Psula. A stolen Arava, or a dried out Arava, is Puzzle. Shel Ashera, also, Asher and Yodachas, which is, we say, where we say it has to be burnt. So it's missing its shear then, because it has to be burnt. It's also possible. Nikdam Roisho, if the top gets chopped off, and like the Rosh speaks out, that means the part of the eights, the stem, not just a leaf, the stem gets chopped off, it's possible. So Nifritsu Allah, the leaves fell off, it's also possible. But Tzavtzifa is Psula. Tzavtzifa is not kosher la arava, because there the leaves are round. They're more roundish, we'll see other simanim, and therefore it's not kosher to be arava. Arava is loosely tied to a willow tree, but there has to be a certain type of arava that grows in the swamps, and the leaves are long instead of being round. So tzavtzifa, which is round leaves, is possible. Kumusha, if it's starting to be withered, it's withered. Vishnash remixes alev, only part of the leaves fell off. Vishal baal, or if it grows in a place where you have to, where it doesn't have to be watered, it lives from the rainwater, it grows from the rainwater alone, which is not really a nachal, it's still kshera. Even though the pasuk says nachal, it's still kosher. So that's the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, the Gzula and Yavesh is Psula, the Sharing of Radachas is Possible, Nikdam Rosh is Possible, Nifritu Alev, and Tzavtzifa is Possible, and Kamusha, but the withered, or only some of the leaves fell off, and Shabbal is Kasha. Zach the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon. Learned in the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, how do we know the Chiyav HaRavah? The Pasuk says, L'kachtam L'chem V'yem HaRishon, Pri Eitz Hadar, Kapis Tmarim. So Pri Eitz Hadar is Esrig, Kapis Tmarim is Alula, V'anaf Eitz Avos is Adasin, V'arvei Nochal, that's the aravos, the willow tree that grows on the swamp. Arve nachal hagdilam al nachal teaches us that it's the simon of this min, this species, is that it grows on the swamp. Dava by the river, by the stream. Dava achar arve nachal sha'al shlom moshuch nachal. The leaf is long like a nachal. It's long and thin. That's how a leaf of arava looks. Tiny Yiduk of another Brisa, Arvinochal. It says in the Pasuk, Arvinochal, Ilio Arvinochal. You only know you're allowed to use Aravim from a Nachal, Shel Baal v'Shel Horem Anayin. How do you know a field of a Baal field, which means that grows from the rain, or from a mountain, Anayin, that it's kosher? Tamaloyma Arvinochal Makom Okim. Arviz Loshen Rabim, Arvei Nochal, teaches us that all Aravis are kosher. And we'll discuss in a second from the Rishonim, we'll discuss about the din, if it needs lechatchila from Arvi Nachal or not. When we get to that, we'll discuss it. Abba Shaul Omer, on top of Lama Dalam and Aleph, that what are you darshan from Arvi Nachal Loshen Rabim? Abba Shaul Omer, Arvi Shtayim, teaches us there's two type of Aravis that come on Sukkos. Achas Lelulav, one used for the Lulav, but Achas Lemikdosh, the other one used for the Mikdosh. What does that mean for the Mikdosh? Then in the base of Mikdosh, they used to surround them, they used to go around the Mizbeach every day with the Aravos. Like we do on Hashanah Rabbah, we don't exactly do that, but they had a din of Hashanahs every day, just with the Aravos. And that was learned out from the Pasuk, according to Abba Shaul, learned out from the Pasuk of Arvei Nachal, Loshen Rabbah, one Lulav, and one Lemikdosh. And we'll learn about that later on in the Mishnah. Daf Mem Hei talks about these Aravos that were brought in the Mesa Mikdosh. In the Mishnah, in Mem Hei, says, Mitzvah Aravah Ketzad, gives the whole story there, how you did it. And you say, Ona Hashem Ashiyana, and we'll see the Mishnah later on, Daf Mem Hei, all about that Hashana that's born in the Mikdash. But Abba Shaul learns it from the Pasuk of Arve, Lashon Rav, Mishtaim, Achas Lulav, Achas the Mikdash. Rabbanu, the Mikdash, Menalu. How did Rabbanu know this din of Hashana and the Mikdash? So the Gemara, Hilchasa Gemir Lahu. It's a Lach of Moshe V'Sinai. According to Rabban, it's not from the Pasuk of Arve Loshen Rabbim. It's a Lach of Moshe V'Sinai. The Amar of Asi Amar of Yechanan. Vasi Moshe V'Yechanan says, there are three things Alach of Moshe V'Sinai. These three things are not related to each other. Rashi just says these three things were asked about in the Beis Mikdash at the same time. So these three things they said were Alach of Moshe V'Sinai. Esther and Atiyos, Arava and Nisach HaMayim, Alach of Moshe V'Sinai. What are these three things? Esther and Atiyos, Rashi explains that there's Alach of Moshe V'Sinai that when it comes to Shemitah, Me'ikar Adin, there's a Din Toisvis Shemitah, Tosefa Shemitah, that 30 days before Shemitah you already have to stop planting and plowing. But the Lach of Moshe V'Sinai says that if you have netiyos, little saplings, and if you don't work on them 30 days before Shemitah, they're going to die. So they allowed them to work with them until Rosh Hashanah. But it's only if it's planted, and that's Lach of Moshe V'Sinai, it's only if it's planted, es netiyos for beisah. 10 saplings per every beisah. Beisah is 50 amos per 50 amos. So then, that's the right ratio, then you're allowed to plow an entire field. But if not, if it's not planted in that ratio, so then you only get a certain amount around every tree to be able to plow, because that's what you need to keep it alive. But that's the din. The SNTS is that you're allowed to plow straight to Rosh Hashanah when it comes to these saplings. Other trees that are fully grown, actually the din Midaraisa, you can't already 30 days before. And Midarabanan, there's Machloikis, if you have to stop by Pesach or stop by Shavuos already working on those fields. The second Lach of Moshe V'Sinai that brought down is Arava, the din of Arava in the Beis Mikdash every day. And the third thing is Nisach HaMayim, every day on Sukkot, they, instead of, besides for Nisach HaYayin, which means they poured wine on the Mizbeach, they poured water on the Mizbeach. It's called Nisach HaMayim. These three things Lach of Moshe V'Sinai. So now, the Tosfos has a question. If Abba Shaul uses Arve for the two Hashanahs, one for Lulav, one for Mikdash, how does Abba Shaul know that Arava that grows shall bow shall harm, it does not grow on the stream, how do you know it's kosher? The only way we know it's kosher from the Arvi Lashon Rabbim, we're using Arvi Lashon Rabbim for the two type of Hashanahs. So Tosfos says, Abba Shaul doesn't hold of that. He holds that you have to have Arvi Nachal. And he says even more, how do we know you bring two Aravis? We know when we have a Lulav, we bring three Adas and two Aravis. How do we know two Aravis? From Arve, the Gemara says on the base. So we don't have Arve to be Marve, shall bow shall harm. So Zok Taisus, the second Taisus of the Lama Dal, it says, Afiza, Sarach Lizar, Shalitel Arava Lulav, Elwakin Deila Nachal. The state does Zok Taisus, that you have to take Dafka, Arava that grows on a swamp. And that's Taisus Shita. And Rashi says also a different thing, but he says also something about this. He says that since the first Brisa says, Arve Nachal, that's really the main type of Rava, we just the other ones just are ribui. He says the chatchila, the mitzvah, you should take dafka al nachal. That's Rashi. It's Tosfos. You have to. It's ma'akev. It's essential. Take from al nachal, and the Rashi learns that it's even a mitzvah. And the Rosh writes in this, but kashuli shall reisi oilam nezarim b'zeh. And he reads down Rashi. He says mekomak l'risi shal b'risa shem mitzavin lahavi arava hagdil al nachal. And therefore, the Rosh argues on both Rashi and Tosfos and says, Arvi Nachal doesn't mean Aravas that grow on the Nachal. It means the type of species that grows on the Nachal. That type of min, that type of tree, it grows all the place also, but it has to look like that. That type of leaf that grows there, that type of Arava, you have to get. And therefore, that is that the minig is that we buy any Aravas, not Dafka. I'm not sure I heard any advertisements by any sukkashuk that we're selling Aravas that grow on a stream. It's Arvi Nachal. I'm not sure I ever heard such advertisements. I think the Olam is not makbid on this Tosfos of Rashi. We all look at the Rosh that Arvi Nachal means anything that's a derech to grow on the Nachal. Even though this Arava punk is growing in your backyard, it's still kosher. So tomorrow, Vayta, Torah Rabbanan. Arve Nachal, Hagadela Sala Nachal, Arve Nachal that grow on the stream, Pratlet Safetzvag Del Varam, it's coming to La Fuke, to exclude that's not kosher, that the willow called Safetzva that grows in the mountains. Omrab Zer, my Karo. So Rashi learns the Gemara saying this, how do you know that Safetzva is worse than a regular Arava? How do you know it's not kosher, basically? Rashi says, my kara, the tzavtzva legriusa, v'loy mina d'arava hi. How do you know it's not a mina d'arava? Because why don't we marbe from arve, loshen rabim mekamakon? So why not? So what I'm saying, my Kerel Kapasa like this, Kach Amayim Rabim Tzav Tzifah Samoy. And this is a pasuk that we're giving Musar, Yechas is giving Musar to Klal Yisrael, and it says that you went from being a Arava that grows on the water to become a Tzav Tzifah that grows on the mountain. So you see that Tzav Tzifah is worse. That's what Rashi learns the Gemara. Now, that the pasuk come and tell us that it's not kosher, because it should have been Marve from Arve. But L'chari, if you're a Rosh, L'chari, you don't need that. It's possible why it's no good, because it's not the same min that grows on Nachal. There's no ribuy of Tamarvit. So if you're a Rosh, you have to learn like Lazamai Shaharwitz's Pshat or the Rashash's Pshat, that he says that the Pasuk is just showing us that the Tzapsva grow on mountains and not on the water. That's all we're trying to say from the Pasuk. Omalei Abaya, the Don Prushik on Farish. Maybe when we say the Pasuk, Kacha Mayim Rabim, Tzapsva Soma, it just means that what type of Arava grows on the water? Tzapsva. So let's read the kashrut. So I'm going to buy a dumb and pushing on fire. Kachal my rabbi, my new tzavtzava. Right. And the gemara came mas samu. Samu means that it changed. Tzavtzava samu. First was a grows on my, and then tzavtzava samoi. So you see, it's something else. I'm rabbi. I'm a kash baruch. I'm marati shiyu Yisrael lefanek kachal my rabbi. I said Klal Yisrael should be in front of me like beautiful aravas that grow on my rabbi. My new arava. Behain, and they made themselves someone asked me like a Safsavarim. They made themselves like Safsavarim. So the way I explained it a little funny, Be'etzem, it's a little schwer because Aravos are a weed either way. We know from the four minim, Aravos doesn't smell good, doesn't taste good. Aravos is the Shvacher of Min of everything. And so it's funny to say, I was going to make you a very nice weed, and then you might see not such a good weed. So there is Torah about this. I'm sorry for all the Torah about this talking about the Rishon, but I in the Sfarim HaKadoshim that talk about this Gemara. Vaita, Ika the Master Lohai Kroah Mastita. Some say it's a similar, next Gemara is a similar Gemara, just a different, little different version, that in the Brisa itself that says that Sifsifah is not kosher, the Brisa brought down the Pasuk. It wasn't Rab Zera. We have the Girsa, I'm Rab Zera, my Kroah. Others have a Girsa, the Brisa brings down this Pasuk. Kach al Mayim Rabim Safsav Samoy. And then Rav Zera is a kasha, maskul Rav Zera, but then Prusik Mepharis. Maybe when we Mepharish, what type of willows grow on the Mayim that's Tzavtzifa? Kach Mayim Rab Mayinu Tzavtzifa. More answers, no, okay, my Somo is Loshon Somo. Omer Avom, Kosh Baruch, and the Amartish Yishol, Kach Mayim Rab. Kosh Baruch said, I want to make you like a Rava that grows on the water. Mayinu Arava, Vain Somo, Atzman, Ketzavtzifa Shavaharim, and made himself like a Tzavtzifa Shavaharim. So the point of what comes out of the Gemara is that a Tzav Tzva is possible for Arava. Now the Gemara is going to go into how do you know what's a Tzav Tzva and what's a Kosher Arava. Tana Rabbanim. Ezu Arava Vezu Tzav Tzva. What's Arava and what's a Tzav Tzva? Arava is Kono Shalom Edom. The stem is red. Va'alo Shalom Moshuch. And the leaf is long. It gets pulled out. It's not that round. It's long. Or Pia Chalak. And it's the edges are smooth. It's not like a knife, like a serrated knife. It's smooth edges. A piya cholok. Tzav, so it has three simonim we said over here. It's the stem is red, the alosh law is mashuch, it's long, and it's smooth. Tzav, tzavah, kosh lo lavam, the stem is white, the alosh law is ogle, and the leaf is round, o piya doim lamagel, and it's serrated. It's serrated. The leaves are serrated. So Mas Mashma, if you don't have all three simonim, it's not kosher. But Tanya Lintan Abraisa Doim Lamagel Kosher. If the serrations on the Arava that look like a magal, which means it's all serrated on an angle going the same direction, then it's kosher. Doim Lamasa Apostle. According to Rashi, Masar means that it's like a V-shaped these edges, like it's like straight up. The serrated jagged edges going straight up. Not to, on an angle. Then it's possible. That's why Rashi learns Magal and Maser, and Shulchan Aruch is a little different. That Magal means small serrations, and Maser means big serrations. Big serrations. I think that's a word. Serrated in Lashon Rab. Akapanim. So the kasha is, the how do we say that one of the three simonim is that Magal is that has to be smooth. Here it says Daim Magal is kosher. On my bay, you're right. Kitan yehi b'chilfa gila. That most aravas are smooth, but there is a arava that's kosher. It's called chilfa gila. Even though it's serrated, it's still kosher as long as it's derma lamagil, not derma lamaser, because only two other samadim are ma'akiv. Two other samadim are ma'akiv. It has to be a red stem and long leaves. But the serrated is not, the serrated part of it, that's not ma'akiv. You see from here that the Aravah called Chilvagila is kosher, Laishan. It's kosher for Aravah, it's kosher for Yaluv. So the Gemara Peshitta, it's Pashat. So the Gemara Ma'otei, where obviously Shem Levi Lodis Kosher, it says another name, it's called Chilvagila. Maybe it's not kosher. Chilva means Aravah. It says it's called Chilvagila, so maybe it's not kosher. Kamash Lo, no. Maybe Machanai, maybe it's Takanai kosher. Aravah, Machmanah, 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 Aravah, Losh Rabim, it's Marvah this. So the Pella is that what's the Peshitta? It says Chilfa Gila, Babai says Shmana Chilfa Gila is kosher. So it says Pshita, it's Pshita, it's not Pasha, it doesn't have all three Simonim. You would think maybe it needs three Simonim, why is it Pasha? So Masha talks about this. So Masha says, because there are other Minim that also have two of the Simonim that's good and serrated. Why do we pick Dafka Chilfa Gila? Terry says, because Chilfa Gila has another, it must be that, so that's the kasha Pshita. That it's kosher. Why do we pick that for Chilvagila? And we know that two Siman is enough. Teretz says, we picked Chilvagila, teaches even though it has another Shem Levi, it's still kosher. Someone wants to see this better, look at the Masha inside, look at Shemaka Masha. Om Rav Chista. Hanin Tlas Mili, Ishtani Shemayu Mechirchar Vesem Mikdash. These three things, that Rav Chista says there were three, and we know there are two, altogether five. There are five things altogether, but Rav Chista said three, that after Vesem Mikdash Charev, people got confused, the two things. That, you know, for example, let's say we something called, you know, let's say we know, like an apple and an orange. They started calling the apple the orange, and the orange the apple. There are three things like that, Rechista says. It used to be that Arava was the Arava, and a Chalfasa was the Tzafzafa. And Lamaisa got switched up. What do you say? Three things. This is one, number one. What's nafkamina? What it is? Lulav. Because you know, tzavtzva is not kosher, arava is kosher. So you have to know, what do we call these days the arava? And what's the tzavtzva? Because you have to know what's kosher lulav. Another thing that got mixed up, shipura chatzoresra. We know a shofar is something that's curved, and a chatzoresra is straight. But now it got confused. Now shipura chatzoresra, chatzoresra is shipura. Now they call the opposite. They call the thing that's curved a chatzoresra, and the thing that's straight a shofar. Shofar has to be kafuf, has to be bent. It has to be kafuf to show the tshuva has to be bent. But another, the third thing that Rav Chista said over, Pesarta, Pesara, Pesara, Pesara. These are tables. One's a big table, one's a small table. One's like a bar tenura, one's a bar tenura la. The big one and a small one. Shah was Pesara, Sa, Pesura, Pesara, Sa, Pesura, Pesara, Shah. Which one was the big one, which the small one? Mine have Kamil, my Kamemkar. You go into the store and you say, yeah, I have a great deal. You get a table for $20. Wow, that's a good deal. But then it comes out, a little tiny like table. So that depends what you call it. Pesara, Sa, Pesara. So that's the three things that Rav Chista. Abaya has another one. Amar Abaya, Afani Aimer Bekasi Huvlilo, Huvlilo Bekasi. The behemoth has a bunch of stomachs, or let's say a cow, and that's how it chooses its cut. It goes to one stomach, another stomach, and it's different types of stomachs. One's called the hemsis, and one's called the Beis HaKaisis. The Beis HaKaisis has two layers. So even if you find the needle in it, it doesn't mean it went through and through, because since it has two layers, it's very possible it went through only one layer, not the other layer. But the Mashenkin, the other one, the hemsis, is a very thin a membrane around the stomach, and if there's a needle in it, a zikha went through. So you have to know which one's which, because now that we call the hemsis a basic kaisis, so we say, oh, a macha will be kosher. It's not true, because this basic kaisis is really a hemsis, which means it has a thin membrane around the stomach, and it goes through it. So if a needle is found in the base of crisis, do you say it went through and through or not? And the last one, Amar Rabbah Rav Yosef, Bavel, Bursif, Bursif, Bavel. There's two regions. One's called Bavel, one's called Bursif. We know that in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say, bring a gef meretz, you don't have to say, funny nechtam. Why not? For two reasons. First of all, one reason is because they're Bekin Lashma, and the other reason is because Mitsuyim, the Shirar is Mitsuyim, people are coming back and forth. And the Gemara says Bavel is the same thing. Bavel, people want to learn, and also the Tamid Chum. But Borsif is full of Aratzim, and no one went there. So now, if Bavel is called Borsif, and Borsif is called Bavel, so in these days, if you come from Bavel, you have to say Fonin Echtam, because that's really Borsif. So Bavel, Borsif, Borsif, Bavel, Manaf Kamina, legitay nasha. Nafkamina is begat a nasha, like we just explained. That's the nafkamina of it's bavel, borsa, borsa, bavel.